Lawmakers received the latest numbers Monday on minors who have tested positive for drugs under a fairly new state law. The law went into effect on January 1, 2013, that, among many other provisions, required coal mining operators and employers to implement a substance abuse screening program for miners and mine safety positions. The law also requires the results of those screenings to be reported to the director of the State Office of Miners' Health and Safety. Eugene White, the director of that office, reported to date 555 individuals have had their mining certifications temporarily suspended because of a failed drug test. 79 of those have been reinstated through the appeals process, and 69 individuals are seeking treatment. 269 will wait the 3-year period to have their certifications returned. White said prescription drugs are the most common found in the screening process, followed by marijuana. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.